Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Today I'm talking about a topic that's crucial, I think, for success of small businesses, and that is the power of PR. Now, I know you might be thinking, well, isn't PR just for big corporations with deep pockets? Well, let me tell you, it's just as important, if not more so, for us small business folks. So let's break it down and explore some practical tips that can make a real difference. So what is PR anyway? First things first, let's demystify PR. According to HubSpot, PR stands for public relations and refers to the strategic communication from an organization to the public to maintain or cultivate public image and or respond to public discourse. Now, in simpler terms, it's really just about how we communicate with the public and shape our reputation. For small business like ours, PR is often measured by the brand awareness, or I suppose it could be called that, you know, that little bit of buzz that we create in our communities. And it's really about getting people to talk about our business in a positive way, or even you as a business owner. And the best part, PR doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. In fact, it can be a way to give back to our community and align with our or your business or personal values. So let's discuss 10 practical tips for PR success. So the first one is one of my favorites, and it's engaging charity work. Getting involved in or sponsoring local charity events is a great way to boost your small business's reputation. Now, when I say charity, this could be a not-for-profit in your local area. So whether they are hosting a fundraiser, or you're thinking about donating products or services, or even volunteering, it does show your commitment to the community. Now, a tip on this: partner up with local causes that genuinely resonate with you and or your business, and let your involvement grow naturally. For me, personally, this is across a few different not-for-profits, including Crown Land Management and Historical Halls, regional producer groups, and Community Aquatics. Those are three community passions for me that I'm heavily involved in, and I get a lot out of it. So think about what your passions are. Number two, volunteer your time and expertise. As a small business owner, offering your time or expertise to local groups can make a meaningful impact. Whether mentoring young entrepreneurs or leading workshops, sharing your knowledge benefits both you and the community. Now, the good tip for that is look for opportunities to teach something valuable, like a workshop on a skill tied to your business, or you know what? Just ask how you can help. I did that when I first moved up here at my local adult learning centre, as I'd had a background in adult learning in Melbourne as a passion. And then over the next 16 years, when I first moved up here, I knew nobody, but that involvement with that group over the next 16 years, I learned so much from being involved at board level. I met so many people, and many of those people are friends to this day. I ran a few courses, and I felt at the end I'd contributed and learned so much from my involvement. So just get out there and ask how you can help. Number three, become a guest speaker at local service clubs. Speaking engagements at your local Rotary or Lion clubs or local business and tourism associations are excellent ways to share your insights, build credibility, and get your name out there. You need to be able to share a story, lessons, or industry knowledge. Now, a good tip about this: you need to keep your talks educational and engaging, focusing on offering value rather than just simply standing up there promoting your business. And don't worry if public speaking isn't your forte yet. Practice makes perfect. Trust me, I used to be nervous, but now I can speak underwater with a mouthful of marbles, as they say, especially if I've got a microphone in my hand. Or you learn to project. Some of the best evenings I've spent chatting to service clubs, and you know, I've spoken to them about all sorts of things, from who I am and what drives me to speaking about local community events or community venues. The groups always make you feel welcome. There's lots of laughter, and you always come away happy as you've met so many new people and potentially got, you know, a bit of hedging or sledging from people who are in the meeting that you know really well. But, you know, overall, I've learned about those particular groups, their people, their values and their successes and what drives them and what activities they invest in with resources and their volunteerism. It's a real eye-opener to see what a community group as a community group they have achieved. Now, some of them do take bookings 6 and 8 months in advance, but hey, reach out to your local group and ask them if you can come along and talk about something topical. Number 4, collaborate with local businesses. Working together with other local businesses on events or promotions can expand your reach. Joint ventures such as hosting a market day or contributing to a local event or happening benefit both parties and can strengthen community bonds. Now, a really good tip for this is cross-promote with businesses that align with yours and focus on shared goals. Small business collaboration can work well, but you've got to pick those businesses that align with you. Now, I have spoken about this on a podcast, so you need to go back to Season 1, Episode 3 for understanding the benefits of collaboration in business. And collaboration for me has been the most fun in my small business for years. I promote it, I look for it, look for opportunities, and sometimes you get so much out of collaborations. I just did one this week and I'm still smiling about it. Number 5, support local schools or sports teams. Sponsoring local schools or sports teams can help visibility while supporting youth and education. Even sponsorships like sponsoring uniforms. You know how you get the little logos put on the uniforms? You can buy a sign that is around the grounds. Usually that's a yearly fee, so think about whether or not you can commit for a couple of years. Or even just finding out if they need prizes that can be donated to create goodwill. You know, they might be coming up to a big raffle or something, and this can build long-term loyalty, especially if you say to them, look, for the next 3 years, I'm willing to offer a prize for you guys to do with what you want, you know, and have a chat to them. But you do need, and this is my tip, you do need to choose a cause that feels personal to you or that your customers care about. And you need to be consistent in your support. Now, firsthand, businesses who do well in this space is usually due to their kids being involved. And over time, that can evolve because, you know, kids grow up, they move on to different things. But have a think about what you can do in that space. Now, it is up to you how you can be involved. And if you want to be involved, that is, remember, these are only suggestions. Clients that I have seen that have done well get involved, you know, from everything from manning barbecues, assisting the clubs in, you know, bump in, bump out events, whatever, but it's around volunteer time. And sometimes it falls into, you know, just plain logistics on a day, as I said, or fundraising, grant writing, driving buses, writing up PR, anything really that can provide assistance to the groups. Again, communicate people, have a chat to them about what they're actually needing or lacking in their running of the club or sports group. Okay, number 6, share positive news through local media. Local media love stories that highlight community involvement. Whether your business does something newsworthy, such as supporting a cause or collaborating with others, send a press release to your local paper or radio station. Now, top tip, keep your media announcements focused on the impact your business is making rather than overtly selling. Now, this can be a tricky one, as it can't be seen as free advertisement for you, so you must get creative. You know, maybe you can sponsor an advert for the charity or group you're working for in return for a thank you, a highlight, or a strategically placed logo or mention. That way you'll get the media announcement printed. And this also relies heavily on your relationship with your local media. You need to do the walk and the talk. So you need to be able to communicate with your local media, find out what stories they're looking for. You know, is there a particular theme coming up soon that you can be involved in? Or, you know, is there a particular theme that the community group or organisation are looking towards? Can you help sponsor that? You know, maybe they want to do a 2-page spread on Education Week or something, and you can say, well, you know, look, I'm happy to chip in $100 or $200 towards that. How can I be involved? Number 7, hold community workshops or information sessions. Hosting workshops or sessions related to your business can showcase your expertise and provide real value to your local audience. So whether it's financial planning, a do-it-yourself project, or gardening tips, your knowledge can help others. Chat to your local community houses and see if they're willing to let you to create a one-off or a series of workshops for the next term offerings. Now, side note, don't get annoyed if they say no. Simply try again in a few terms or ask the most valuable question. What are your students or community asking for at the moment? This can be online too. I've seen clients do really well in this space with short 3-minute videos on topics that the audience enjoys learning about. So those, you know, information sessions work quite well online. Now, top tip, tailor your session to a topic people you think will be generally interested in and avoid turning it into a sales pitch. Number 8, sponsor or participate in local events. Being part of local festivals, fairs or markets by either sponsoring the event or setting up a stall really is good PR. This shows your business is invested in the local community and events and will give you a chance to network and build relationships. Now, top tip, focus on events that align with your business values and customer base to maximize impact. I have talked about getting the best out of local events in another episode of my podcast. And for me, I've seen this work really well in our regional communities, from everything from Jobs Expo to community markets to festivals and exhibitions. So get creative and think about how you can sponsor or participate in local events. Number 9, and I know we bang on about being authentic, but you need to be authentic in your PR efforts. There's a real fine line between authentically supporting a cause and coming across as somebody just chasing free publicity. Authentic PR comes from genuine involvement in causes or activities that matter to you or your business. When your contributions are aligned with your values, people notice. And it enhances your reputation, both your personal reputation and your business, which I happen to think, especially if you're in a consulting profession such as I am, it's really a combination of both. Okay, top tip, avoid appearing opportunistic by ensuring your involvement is about giving back, not just getting exposure. People can sense authenticity and it builds trust. Nothing worse than seeing a local business spruik their business without understanding community volunteerism and the benefits in giving back without a required sense of return. We live in a culture of being called out or spoken about online, so be genuine. If you can't do that, then community PR may not be your thing, and that's okay. Number 10, leverage social media for PR. Don't underestimate ever the power of social media to amplify your PR efforts. Share your community involvement, charity work and partnerships online, but focus on the storytelling. Be humble and say thank you. Highlight the impact rather than just promoting your business. Now, top tip here, use the behind the scenes content, testimonials or live videos to show your involvement in a way that feels personal and authentic. Remember, as a business owner, you can be that storyteller. Speak about what you got out of it. You know, talk about the sense of community in place and what you've learned rather than just selling, selling, selling. If you do it, it could be perceived as being entitled and or worse, come across as cringy. Ooh, so make sure you talk about the stories and the impact. So that's a wrap up on these top 10 tips. Effective PR can increase your visibility, it can foster goodwill, and it can build trust within your local community. It's not just about getting your name out there, it's about building relationships, contributing to your community, and establishing yourself as a trusted voice in your field. So what are you waiting for? Start implementing some tips that I've outlined today and watch your small business's reputation grow. It doesn't happen overnight, but it will happen. Trust me, your business and your community will thank you for it. So that's all for today, folks. I hope you found this helpful. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, you know what to do. And hey, if you've got any great PR stories or tips of your own, drop them in the comments. I'd love to hear from you or reach out to me, even better. Until next time, cheerio.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsie, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.